ever imagine yourself courting at 13? Like, seriously, 13.
Wow.
This guy, Josh Kohlbach, wasn't just playing video games, he was building them at 13.
No way.
Yeah, we're diving into this interview with him. He's the CEO of Rimera Webco now.
Okay.
And it's wild how that all started. Get this, he kind of stumbled onto WordPress, like, totally by accident.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fascinating story.
It is amazing how those early, like, passions can just completely change the trajectory of your career.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine you're a teenager, right?
Yeah.
Some local business is like, hey, can you set up our customer management? Next thing you know, you're redoing their whole website.
Just because you fell in love with the platform, right?
Exactly. That's Josh. Found WordPress, but more importantly, he found the community, the whole open source thing, just by chance.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, open source, for people who don't know, it means anybody can see the code, they can mess with it, contribute to it.
It's like a whole different world.
Yeah, it's that collaborative spirit that really, I think, that's what drew him in.
It's like finding your tribe, you know? But for, like, tech wizards, and he didn't just stop here at building websites, did he? This guy took that passion, launched his own agency, building everything, like back-end solutions, online stores, mostly powered by WooCommerce these days.
Well, and that's the thing, it's classic, right? You see the need, you fill it. He's working directly with these clients, gets his deep understanding of WordPress, but also, what do developers actually need to be successful?
Right.
And that's like, that's rocket fuel for a plug-in company like Rimera Webco.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's new to this whole thing,
plugins,
they're like superpowers for websites. They add all the cool features. Yeah. So he's basically in the business of superpowers. But here's what I find really interesting. This guy, he's the CEO.
Yeah.
You'd think, all right, he's delegating. He's got people for this. Josh still codes.
That's not by accident.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's not just some quirky CEO
habit.
He is juggling the big picture stuff. Managing all these projects, staying on top of the industry, even, you know, the tough calls, hiring, firing.
Right, right.
He still makes time to code, especially for their, like, flagship product, wholesale suite.
It's almost like he's saying, I'm in the trenches with you.
Yes.
That's, I mean, that speaks volumes.
Absolutely. And it keeps his skills sharp, which, let's be real, tech world, you got to stay sharp.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it also shows his team, like, I'm still passionate. I'm still in this. That is leadership, man.
And it's not just about, you know, staying grounded. It's about staying ahead. Like, where is this whole thing going? And he had this line about WooCommerce.
Yeah.
He's convinced it's still early days. Called it day one.
Day one, man. That's loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Because e-commerce, it just doesn't sit still. What's hot today is, like, stale bread tomorrow. You got to keep moving.
Constantly.
And I think that's where he sees WooCommerce really, you know, killing it.
Yeah, and a lot of that, he says, is the flexibility, especially compared to those all-in-one platforms, Shopify, for example.
Right.
WooCommerce, you own your data. You can customize like crazy. It's the wild west of online stores.
And that whole ownership thing, that is only getting bigger. People are getting smart. Mm-hmm. They don't want their data just floating around in the ether.
No.
The businesses that get that, that offer that control, that's going to be huge.
And Josh makes a good point about the cost. You can get a WooCommerce store up and running for, like, peanuts compared to those other guys.
Oh, yeah. Those fees are sneaky. They get you. But you know what he's really pumped about? Loyalty programs.
He was like a kid in a candy store when he talked about those.
Think about it. You go to your coffee shop, right? They got that little punch card.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
People love rewards.
Totally.
Now take that online. Make it digital seamless.
Mm.
That's where he sees massive potential.
Like building a community around your brand.
With quirks.
Right.
And community. That breeds loyalty. That's marketing 101.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But he takes it a step further. He's talking about viral potential.
Viral loyalty programs. What is that even? How does that work? Viral loyalty programs. What is that even? How does that work?
So picture this. Your customers, they become your, like, walking billboards.
Okay.
Spreading the word, because they're racking up points, getting those sweet deals.
Right.
It's word of mouth, but, like, on steroids.
Wow.
And it's all powered by a smart loyalty program.
Okay. Yeah, I see where he's coming from with that. But, you know, stepping back for a sec, what I really took away from talking to Josh is this, like, contagious optimism about WordPress, WooCommerce, the whole thing.
He really believes in it.
He does. He sees this community that's not just keeping up, they're setting the pace.
And that's the beauty of WordPress, right? Mm. Always evolving. It's like this giant think tank, always tinkering, pushing the limits.
Which makes you wonder, what's next? Like, what's the next big thing for WooCommerce?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
What crazy new features, innovations was going to come out and just blow everyone away? It's fun to think about,
yeah.
You know? And I think it's something we should all be thinking about, especially in the e-commerce world.
Because the future of WooCommerce, it's not set in stone, is it?
No way.
It's being written right now by the people using it, building on it. It's exciting.
It is. It's a shared journey, this whole innovation thing.
Well said. So there you have it. Josh Kohlback, teenage coder, turned WooCommerce, well, I guess you could say kingpin, right?
He's earned it.
We've covered a lot of ground here. The power of those early passions, staying hands-on, even when you're the CEO.
It makes a difference.
And the whole world of open source e-commerce, which, let's be honest, it's a wild ride.
Always changing.
Until next time, everybody, keep exploring, keep innovating, and we'll catch you on the flip side.